welcome back to another episode of the Eternal Athletes Podcast. As promised, we do have a guest with us today, and I'm very excited to talk to this young gentleman. His name is Jonah Coleman from Laurel Highland High School. And I feel like if we're ever going to kick off having guests on our podcast, this is a great one to start with because it really embodies what we want to see within our community, within the Eternal Athletes and within St. Phil. So, you know, like most, sometimes you're scrolling on Instagram and you're seeing the same old terrible things. But every now and then you see something that really inspires you. And I saw a reel that this gentleman's mother shared of it showed like weekly, like the start of a football season, right? During the fall, we're excited. We're running through the banner. Woohoo! Let's go out and crush the other team. And then you see this kid go off into the end zone and pray. Amazing, right? But what gets better is each week you start seeing more and more teammates follow this young gentleman into the end zone. And that's what really captivated me is you see this true, authentic leadership come out and you see what follows when people are just leading by faith and doing the right thing. So naturally, I had to reach out and see if we could get him on our podcast. So we do. We have Jonah Coleman, like I mentioned, a sophomore at Laurel Highland, to kind of talk to us about how he is integrating his faith into his athletic career and doing it so authentically without seeking attention, without seeking an audience. But, you know, if you're faithful to the audience of one, you get an audience of more sometimes. So, yep. So Jonah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we're excited. So tell us a little bit about, before we jump into this reel, could you tell us a little bit about where, because you're young, right? Sophomore high school. Where did this start for you, I guess, your faith walk? Is it something that you were born into faith, going to church, being involved? Or is it something that, like, where did it kind of become a big part of your life that you were even willing to bring that into your athletic career?
My mom started bringing me to church. I was about 2 years old. So I've always been kind of around it. So I think a lot of people don't really see, like, you have to find it yourself. But I've never like really believed in that. It's always the Lord's going to bring you to the plan. So just being around that my entire life, it's really brought me a lot of valuable teaching. So I'm really blessed to have this.
Yeah. So when you started playing sports, right? Because I imagine you started young.
I started baseball was my first thing, but then I started exploring
a little
bit more.
Did you have coaches while you were young that were kind of praying? Or is that something you had to start doing on your own?
Yeah, but it was when you're younger around this area, it's more recreational than anything. So it's like, not, I don't want to say it's not serious, but it's not as, you know, like competitive. So you don't really see that a lot in the younger age groups.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I thought you had something.
No.
Sorry. I'll go on forever. I'm excited.
No, I just wanted to share, like, you know, your upbringing and stuff. That's obviously awesome. You know, you had a, you know, great model, of course, in your mother, you know, since you've been two, you know, growing up in the faith and, you know, really that's all you know. So that's awesome. And, you know, if I had to guess that, you know, kind of being ingrained with that since you were a kid, it, you know, almost made you maybe, you know, referencing back to the, you know, to the reel of you, you know, praying and stuff, that probably made it that much more easier just to be like, well, I've always done this. It's just a part of me. Felt, you know, natural, you know, maybe it didn't feel as much of like going against the grain as it is just like you just being, you know, authentic and just, you know, living out your faith, right? So did it feel, I don't want to say, did it feel forced in a way to like go out and pray, but I don't know, did it feel natural
to
kind of head out there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just felt that tug on my heart to go out there and show this is me, this is what I am, this is what I believe in. And so that just brought me to that spot.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I imagine that's, you know, we see the reel, we see the highlight of what had happened, but I imagine this is just part of who you are and you pray before every game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Practice.
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, when do you think you started maybe, I don't know, praying before games or even during games? Obviously, you know, you mentioned baseball growing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played baseball too. Traditionally, I honestly always felt like, I don't know, praying before football just felt like, I don't know,
Not the right time.
I don't know. Like, baseball, there's just, like, I don't know, a lot going on, and I wouldn't, like, go off and kneel in, like, the corner of the outfield
right,
or anything.
You're thinking you got to focus, game prep, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know when you maybe started praying in sports. Would you say maybe football, or when do you think you started off praying?
I played a little bit of AAU basketball, so a little bit more silently on the bench right before we would go off and do the jump ball, but more outwards, like during football and such.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it was kind of the same, you know, when I was playing and everything as well. Just felt, you know, more natural kind of heading into the end zone and stuff, playing in the football game. And a lot of other stuff was just kind of, you know, just kind of a quick, you know, 10 to 30 second little snippet of, you know, prayer, right? You know, before that. But that's awesome. So yes, what else?
I've got a lot of notes, so I'm ready. But I am curious too. So this reel, your mom obviously is a good reel maker. I need to hire her to help me with my stuff. But millions of views, right? And you were interviewed for a local news website, right?
Yep.
So how do you kind of, what's the conversation or what's your thought process when you're like, how do I stay humble during all this, right? Like, how do I know and keep that, like, that you're praying for the right reasons? It's genuine. It's authentic. It's on your heart to do so. You didn't do it because you thought you were going to be on podcasts and that you weren't going to be interviewed. You just did it because that's who you are, right? But now that you are receiving this attention, is there maybe sometimes mom got to help keep you humble sometimes, or, you know, keep first things first, or keep the focus on God? How's that affected you in that way?
I mean, daily, she's always kept me grounded in, you know, my faith and getting recruited and such. But I mean, it's almost a daily lesson. Like, everything can get taken away in a second. One bad decision, one injury, whatever can happen, it can happen. So, you know, I'm really grateful she's kept me grounded throughout everything.
I'm glad she did too.
That's the same, man. Dude, that's a, you know, an inspiration too. So maybe let's get to perhaps the ripple effect, right? And, you know, honestly, you know, that's probably what we're all called for anyways as Christians, right? Is to kind of be in that, probably have to be that lone wolf starting off. And a lot of times in that locker room, you know, that's what we teach with Saint Fuel and stuff too, is just to have that boldness, to be that one guy in the locker room, guy or girl in the locker room, to go out and be bold. And then before you know it, one joins you, then two. And then obviously you got most of the team, if not the whole team, you know, coming out to join you and everything. So, obviously, you don't maybe need to share any personal stories of friends or anything like that, but just from a general overview, how do you think that those actions, right, praying before games, have you seen, like, impact your teammates, right? Because obviously, maybe a few of them haven't, you know, grown up in faith, and do you feel like, obviously, they're growing closer to Jesus now, but maybe just speak to a little bit of how your teammates are maybe inspired, or maybe they're starting to go to church again or something because of it. I don't know. Have you noticed anything like that?
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of people ask me questions, and I'm completely open to answering any questions they have about it.
Yeah.
But most of the time I tell them just open up their Bible and God's going to lead them to that right page, whatever it's on their heart. So, I mean, I'm really grateful that they see me as that kind of leader.
That's awesome. And is this has this been something that's just kind of happened the last few weeks this football season? Or do you feel like it's obviously you're only a sophomore at this point, right? So you got a, you know, long career to go, right? But do you feel like this has happened for a few years maybe at this point, or just more so recently since you maybe being a little bit more outspoken and showing your faith a bit more?
It's been a little build up towards it. I mean, but it throughout this year, I mean, you guys saw it from week one to week three. I mean, we went from one to about 10. Yeah. So that's just awesome. Completely.
Yeah.
What is awesome.
What's it at now for you?
It was before, it might have been week eight. It was almost the entire team. So about, of the 28 kids we had about, at that time, it was at least 20 of them in the end zone. So that's complete turnaround.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. And do you guys pray together, or just kind of more individual prayers that you guys have been doing, or maybe pray before the game as a team and then off by yourselves in the end zone? Or
we do the Lord's prayer in the locker room right before we run out. Okay. So that's a little more organized and team such. But whenever it's whenever it's out there, it's more personal.
Yeah. That's awesome. I feel like that's very similar to how I remember back in the day, when I was playing and stuff.
We're
too.
Old now.
Yeah. But that's awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I just always liked that sense of unity with the Lord's Prayer. For as simple as it is, it's like so powerful when you meditate upon those words and especially pray together as a team. So that's really cool. You guys are doing that together and seeing other guys grow closer in their faith too.
I have a question that I want your answer, but then I have my own answer too. How is because is the season over?
Yeah, it ended last week.
Okay, and how was the season?
We started off 2-0, but then we mentioned all those injuries. We lost our running back. He's getting a few looks in recruiting. Our senior quarterback, we had to put in our freshman quarterback, who did a good job for the environment he was around. But then we lost eight straight, and that's really hard on a lot of people. So
if someone were to ask you to hey, how was the season? Did you have a good season?
I tell them we did, because I feel like we connected more with each other throughout losing all of the games and everything. But I'm more proud of what we accomplished through, being down 20 or so points at halftime and going back out there and continuing to fight. So I'm really honored about this year.
I love that.
That says a lot about the character of a team.
That's why I was going to tell you I had my own answer for that question too, because I feel like if someone were to be like, how did Laurel Highland High School football team do this year? My response would be they did freaking great. They did terrific, because that's what matters is how many people are overcoming adversity, overcoming that, working together as a team, coming together through those kinds of things, seeing a freshman have to take pressure and step into a senior role, and the faith, that people are building through this. So I guess that's why I wanted to ask, because I was like, I would say that's one of the best seasons you could have.
Absolutely. That's tough to overcome too. I mean, especially, in high school, you gotta, select few players, and it's not like you have the depth built up, a crazy amount, especially, at that level, right? So you can't just, restock or pick up a free agent or whatever, right? To plug a hole. Yeah, what you got, you got. So that's awesome. Yeah, I would obviously call that season a success too, and obviously play until the end and stuff. So wins and losses perhaps didn't turn out how you would have wanted it, right? Everyone wants, the best it can be, more W's than L's, right? So obviously understand that. How'd you see your team, persevere in the season, even though, you were getting those injuries, and maybe even any kind of team only meetings, anything like that, where you guys just kind of had to unify and try to power through something? Or how do you think you guys persevered through that?
We definitely started to bond more
kind of finished
throughout the year, continued, but hey, you want to do something with me this weekend? Let's go bowling. Let's go hang out at someone's house. Let's get together. So I feel like that's one of the best things, and it's all our young guys. So we'll have that brotherhood for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
I think that's really awesome that's connecting.
I love that
idea. So kind of side note, and then when you were playing too, I mean, obviously before the game, right? Say your prayer. What about during the game? Anything during the game, even halftime, anything on the sideline where maybe you or your teammates are like, Lord, help me through this. Or if someone, I'm not saying this happened to anyone, but someone got a personal foul penalty, a 15 yarder, Lord forgive. I don't know. Anything like that during the game, or halftime or anything like that, where you feel like you've, asked the Lord for help, even if it was just a 5-second deal. I don't know. Is that a practice for you, or just a natural thing maybe, or
more throughout halftime? Because the only thing, group I was not in on was PUN, but when I would go to the sideline, I would hear people speak of Jesus and Lord help me through this. So bringing them to that point is that's special to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that you're like, I'm never on the sideline.
No, I don't blame it. I remember that too. Like I just came off the field on extra points and stuff. So you're gassed.
Too, I'm curious, like in the locker room, because you'd mentioned, you know, that you were really proud of your team for, you know, there's times where you're down 20 and you come out the second half, keep fighting, like never let up. So what would you attribute? I mean, obviously coaching involved in some of, you know, helping to get the team ready to go back. Hey, we've both coached before, so we know what it's like to go into halftime not doing so well and then have to come back out. So what would you attribute that fight to coming back out, like you'd mentioned?
I think it's a lot of like personal in the locker room doing yourself, but I've never been opposed to being that, you know, voice in the locker room that's going to lead people to, you know, get fired up almost. But as being as young as I am, I feel like it's a little harder for me to step into that role. But my coaches have complimented me on fulfilling that, being so young and only my second year, that I'm fulfilling that role as a leader.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's hard. There's kind of like that unconscious or subconscious kind of thought, right, of like obviously being young and all that, and you think it's just subconsciously harder, right, to try to step into that role. So it takes a lot more willpower, I guess, to get outside your comfort zone and try to step up, lead, be a little bit more vocal as well. So I know for me, like I was more of like a lead by example kind of person when I was more, you know, freshman, sophomore. And then I almost kind of hate to say looking back on it, but I almost felt like I had to wait for permission to lead until I was, you know, junior or senior, because it just felt like, oh, you're the upperclassman. And just the hierarchy, it makes sense. But yeah, I guess what I've learned, leadership has, you know, no titles, no ranks, no anything like that. It's just pure influence, right? I don't know if you've kind of heard that, and leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. So that's awesome. Obviously you're influencing a lot of people. So being a true leader, you know, just as a sophomore. So, were there ever any times, I don't know, when you're injured, anything like that during a game where you just ask God for sheer willpower to get through anything like that? Or, I don't know, maybe not, but anything come up like that where you're injured? Like, Lord, I need your strength here to get me through this fourth quarter, because my arm, I can't feel it, you know, whatever it is.
No, it's really funny you say that, because in week two, like right before halftime, I've just got a complete like stinger throughout my entire right arm. Like it just went almost dead.
Yeah.
So it just, in that moment, I'm just asking for more healing, more what can I do to help out? Cause I'm always thinking of that. If I can't do it on the field, what can I do on the sideline to help get us through this game, game plan for what's about to happen.
That's awesome. I love it.
How did you know about the arm?
Well, I don't know. Had a few of those myself. Yeah, never fun. Never fun. That's awesome. I was going to ask, obviously I was going to ask, you know, maybe favorite Bible verse, you know, things like that. I don't know. Did you write anything like on wrist tape or anything? I don't know, the eye black. I don't know if you can write on eye black anymore.
I don't know what the rules are these days.
Okay. I don't know. Did you do any like Christian stuff like on your, I don't know, tape or anything like that? Put a cross on anything?
Unfortunately, in our like section or conference, it's almost really strict of what you can and cannot do. So I don't think you're allowed any writings or wrist tape, but I don't know how they feel about the eye black, because I know you can buy like the strips and then you can write with like a white marker.
Yeah.
I never did that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know. I guess I haven't kept up with the, you know, rules on the writing and stuff like that, but no, that's awesome.
Well, I don't like that rule. No. I'm going to write to somebody.
I wrote on my gloves in college. We could only have like gray gloves. I remember writing like Proverbs 3:5-6, like on my finger, you know, kind of stuff like that. So kind of my fingers had like different Bible verses on them. And, So I don't know. That's just something I like doing there. So.
Write it on Sharpie on the bottom of your foot or something, you know, then you get it. No one will see that. Get creative.
Right.
No, I love this. I'm so excited that for what you're doing for your team and, you know, being a sophomore, being so young and leading already. And obviously, I'm trying to think how old you are as a sophomore. 15? 16?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay.
15, 16?
You know, it's like, yeah. 15, and dude, just like awesome. Even thinking like just... I feel a little, you know, you're light years ahead of where I was at 15 when it comes to faith and everything. Like, I never knew that you could integrate the two, faith and sports, you know? And so I think seeing the younger generations being so bold in their faith and bringing it out when you can, like you said, there's rules that you can't wear a cross on your wrist, but nobody said you can't pray in the end zone. So you're still finding ways to show your faith, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you mentioned, you know, earlier teammates coming up with you. And I think this is kind of that hinge of like bringing our faith out into the world, right? Like, obviously, yes, our whole idea is to integrate it with sports. But at the end of the day, we're playing for the, you know, eternal win, right? The eternal victory. So, you know, you mentioned some individuals maybe came up to you and maybe asked, I don't want to say advice, but maybe some direction. What do you think maybe the most common question you get? I don't want to say maybe atheists, but like just, or people that have been out of church for a while, but what do you think is the most common question you get, or you see your teammates perhaps struggling with, right? Anything stick out to you, or is it just kind of all across the board when they come to you?
I get a lot of, you know, where do I start? What's the right direction? Where do I go from right here? Because a lot of them have been to church before, but you know, they got out of it and they were in for a while and they're out. Mm-hmm. But I tell them all the time, as I said before, just open it, any page, just start reading. Wherever it is, just start reading.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
That is the best advice too. Yeah.
Cause that's like, no pressure. Like,
you can't do it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some good rules right there. Yeah. You can't do it wrong. And that's funny you say that. Like, there's been so many weird times, like for me, when you're thinking a thought throughout the day or something like that, then you open up the Bible and like, there's a verse it's literally right staring at your face, like answering that question or like saying that, you're like, whoa, that was weird. So that's some awesome advice, and kind of leaving it up to the Holy Spirit to guide those individuals too. And totally understand, you know, some individuals and teammates kind of, you know, maybe coming up in the faith, falling away. Obviously high school, you know, even junior high school is, you know, a tougher time. There's a lot of transitions, you know, socially, all over the place, you know, people could be questioning themselves, their self-worth, all that. So, can totally see how someone, you know, can fall away and ask how to get, you know, started and stuff. And obviously we know Jesus is the answer and, you know, won't be able to answer all their questions on the spot, right? There's the top theologians in the world, right? Like, you know, still not concrete answers on 100% everything, right? But you can plant those seeds, right? Which it sounds like, you know, you're for sure doing, planting seeds, and it's just a journey, right, that they're going to be on, ideally, you know, for the rest of their life, and bring them with you to heaven and stuff. So
love it.
So that's absolutely awesome. Do you see, this kind of ties into a question earlier, how do you maybe see your teammates' character off the field or even on the field changing? Do you see like any major shifts in anyone? You don't have to name names or anything, right? But I don't know.
People that were jerks, but now they're not.
That's a good way to put
for
it.
For a better way to.
Anything like that where you're like, dude, so the Holy Spirit's maybe working in this person, right? Anything like that?
You know, as a whole, I've seen a lot more positivity just going up to someone, giving them a genuine smile. And that's all someone might need. Yeah. Just being friendly. Hello, waving, you know. And especially through the kind of season we had where we went from 2-0 to 2-8, just seeing us stay positive throughout throughout it all. It's just really special.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. That's cool. That takes a lot too. And that, especially to remain, you know, that positive throughout. Cause once you get on that roller coaster of, you know, the momentum going against you, right. You know, in losses and stuff, obviously at the end of the day, knowing, knowing like you're going to look back on this season, right. You know, your sophomore career, sure. 2-6 or was it 2-8?
2-8.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to look back on your career. Like obviously, sure. Frustrated, but dude, like you have obviously no clue, like all those seeds you've planted and like those dozens of kids, you know, and friends that, can, influence, you know, their future kids, or maybe what if what you did, got them on the right path that kept them from like, you know, drug abuse, something like that. Obviously more of an extreme example, but it's that slight edge approach, right?
You know,
the little disciplines every day, one way or another, can totally impact your life. So that's really cool. That ripple effects kind of, I don't want to turning into a tidal wave. That's obviously the goal, you know, get the whole city, you know, praying before the game or whatever, but,
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? But
maybe eventually by the end of the senior year.
Yeah.
Laurel Highland will be.
Yeah. Is there, so I know, you mentioned, open the Bible and, just start reading, which is obviously great advice. Is there a verse you go to or, a certain amount of verses that you're like, that's kind of your rock, anything like that, where you're just kind of find yourself, keep going back to that verse for anything?
I always find myself in Proverbs 16:3, and it's, commit your actions or commit your activities to the Lord and your plans will be established. And I think that's just perfect for the kind of person I am. I always guide other people that are in, you know, sports to that verse. If they want to, you know, go further than high school on their sport, just leaving it all there and it's going to work out.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah. No, I love it. So when you say you're 2-8, I'm just saying when you go pro, you should be number 28, you know, just to remind you of the season. So, and if that happens, let me know. I'm buying a jersey. Okay. But I think like too, like, you know, kind of just wrapping it all up here. I do like how you said like the biggest thing, like everyone's saying positive throughout even going 2-8, because when you're having a losing season and things aren't going well and people are getting injured, it's so easy to just blame. And I knew this wouldn't work, or it's this person's fault. It's like, it takes a real group of people, right, to stay together, to be, you know, like you mentioned, that brotherhood and that team aspect, that we're in this together and we're staying positive the whole way no matter what. Because I think that just sets you up for, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, commit your actions to the Lord, where it's like all you can do is all you can do. Let him write the story. Who knows where you'll be a senior year after, you know, all this kind of stuff. And even if not, you know, I don't know what the goal is for your team, winning a state champion or whatever it is, but it's just like we've been talking about this whole time, right? That eternal reward that we're all shooting for anyway. So I'm incredibly grateful to you as being a leader in this sport and in this generation. So thank you from us. I think that's so important. And it's so amazing to see. We have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So as they grow up in sports, it's nice to know, to see like, there's have like these kind of individuals like yourself. There's people to look up to, right? Some people are looking up to these NBA players or NFL players, and that's great. And there's a lot of amazing ones. But I feel like I'm going to tell my son, hey, look what Jonah Coleman's doing. You know, like I think those are like incredible stories. So thank you.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And I know, obviously, you're a very humble guy. And that's awesome. Just want to say, obviously, thanks. Like, you know, what you've done, I know. You weren't seeking this in any way. You were just, you know, living your faith, which is what we should do, right? But the whole idea is to bring our faith out to the world, right? So, you know, just want to say how awesome it was, you know, that you did that, and how, you know, really you inspired millions, right, of people for that. So, And this was only a few weeks ago, right? So in that example, I mean, can't wait to see like how many other perhaps high school players might follow your example too. And, you know, just be like, you know what? Like, you know, I believe, I love the Lord. I just haven't quite, you know, expressed it how I want to, perhaps praying before games or helping teammates out. You know, I'm going to give it a go. this week. I'm going to be the one to go down to the end zone and pray by myself. Just being bold. Exactly. So, so that ripple effect hopefully is, you know, just getting started. Truly think, you know, you've inspired, you know, millions of people. And then if we're talking about high school football players in general, definitely, you know, hundreds, thousands of them to hopefully take that step. And, you know, if you're a, high school football player, or I guess I'll let you tell them, Jonah. what would you tell anyone who maybe saw, you know, you praying and the whole teammates coming, you know, afterwards week by week? What would you tell, you know, a high school or a high school sophomore?
I wish I had the courage to do that.
Yeah. What would you tell them?
Just step out. You know, it's once you do it, I mean, there's no pressure at all, because if you can do it in front of man, you can do it in front of the Lord. So I believe that's really powerful. Yeah. If you can do it, if you can do it by yourself, what else is it going to take?
Yeah.
I love it.
Dude, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask too, like while we're on that as well, if there was any, you know, like I said, if there was any, I feel like we talked a lot and you asked a lot of questions, but I just want to make sure that while we do have you and it's your time, like I just want to make sure if there's anything, a message or any thing that you want to talk about or anything that you want to make sure you say while we're here, just to give you that opportunity to do so, so we don't miss that.
Just be kind towards others. I mean, you're only here for so long, and if we can live throughout the Lord as long as we possibly can, we can do it forever in heaven. So that's really powerful.
Yeah. And I really love that. Yeah, we like to say, and it sounds like you're doing it already, we like to use the expression, be the face of Jesus towards others and everything. Like, you know, the whole, I know it's old, you know, old saying, but what would Jesus do, right? But yeah, more of a, you know, humanized approach, like be the face of Jesus towards others with that. So absolutely love it, dude. Yeah.
We're
obviously
so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. Big inspiration. So what's next for you sports wise coming up here?
We're heading straight into basketball. I mean, the week right
straight
after.
In.
Straight into basketball.
Okay. No break.
What's a break?
Not at all. Just ending on what, a Friday? And did you start practice already this week?
We're having a few like little open gyms, like maybe 2 days out of the week.
Okay. Okay.
We're not fully fledged in, but yeah, you know, it's creeping up.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. I remember not having a whole lot of time, you know, between seasons. So basketball, and then are you going to do track or golf, anything like that in the
it's
spring,
up in the air,
or
track or something like that will happen. Last year I did like a little 7-on-7, like, you know, travel football. So I got a great opportunities from that. I went to the University of Maryland, University of Akron, you know, went in there and toured their facilities.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
You know, just great opportunities around the world.
Jonah, don't forget about us, all right? Don't forget about us when you're making it big, okay? Send me a jersey or something. 28. What is your number?
13 right now. 13.
All right, that's close. That's all right. 13.
Close.
Well, I wasn't close. Whatever.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you. Yeah, you go from a long season where you're playing both sides of the ball to going into an even longer season of basketball.
Is that a goal of yours, Jonah, play college football?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
I can't wait
for it.
Eye
on the prize. College ball. Dude, that is.
So we'll have you back again. And again and again, maybe.
If we didn't scare you off. So, that's an amazing goal, especially, you know, have it, you know, so, I don't want to say young, but, you know, have it at your, you know, level and stuff. You know, not to make it about me for one sec, but I just remember like not even wanting to play college ball when I was a senior, right? Like, I remember just the practices, like, were just so hard. And, like, I couldn't – doing, like, linebacker drills or whatever on the sled and all this and, like, running back and forth in 80, 90-degree heat. And I'm just like, I can't wait for this to be over. But, like, I don't know. You just forget about the pain once you kind of get through that point. But, yeah, I decided more into
Jonah's right now thinking you're weak sauce. And so
I know. You're stronger than I was, Jonah. Way stronger than I was.
No, I'm excited. We'll definitely make sure to follow along with everything that you're doing. And we're grateful for you taking the time on a school night to chat with us.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, Jonah, seriously, You know, they have that expression, wise beyond your years. You got a good head on your shoulders. Super congrats. You know, testament obviously to your faith, your parents, you know, your coaches, your friends and everything. If we could give any advice, if we could, or is just, yeah, that unity, man, is going to be needed so much with you and, you know, that those initial peer groups. So know you're doing it already, but just keep that bond like so tight, because you're going to need, you know, your brothers with you, you know, through your battles the next few years and stuff. So I'm sure we don't need to tell you that, but if we could leave you with anything, yeah, just keep it up, keep that unity strong.
We're cheering for you,
and keep inspiring the world, man. So super congrats and best of luck, obviously, with basketball and, you know, the spring and everything, and getting ready for next football season. So super congrats. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.